King Louis XI, one of the shrewdest and most treacherous men of his time, was also a victim of superstition. When his favorite astrologer, Masqueria, predicted the death of the old Madame de Joinville, Louis secretly smiled, for Madame possessed a very famous diamond which he had long desired. At last, the predicted day arrives. Listen, Masqueria is talking to his pupil, René.
Well, René, today is the day. Have you seen the king? He can scarcely wait for the poor old madame to die. So anxious he is to possess the diamond.
Master, will she really die today?
René, the madame is old. She is ill, and she believes in the stars. She expects to die, and therefore she will.
It is true, then, what we see in the heavens.
No, René. It's not the stars that make things come to pass, but what men believe. Too, René, remember this. When we are not born rich, nor strong enough to live by our swords, we must live by our wits.
But the diamond, Master.
René, the king has many diamonds, and Masqueria has none.
I'm sorry for that, Master.
You needn't be. Soon, very soon, that diamond will be mine.
Ah, Masqueria. The whole court is talking about Madame de Joinville's death.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And now the diamond is mine. Look how it shimmers in the candlelight. Ah, Masqueria, you have given me proof. You are a wizard. 10,000 ducats shall be your reward. Look at the diamond sparkling in the palm of my hand. Why, what's the matter? Why do you stare like that?
Put it down, Your Majesty.
What are you saying?
Put it on the table. Let go of it.
Anything to take away that stare.
The diamond is evil. Do not touch it again, Your Majesty.
It is mine.
I tried to warn you this afternoon, but you would not listen. I was afraid I would be too late. Perhaps even now, Your Majesty. Do you not feel a little strange?
What do you mean?
Does Your Majesty have a queer sensation? A sort of trembling?
Yes, I do. A little. Masqueria, what could it be?
I have seen strange portents in the heavens. Weird signs, Your Majesty.
Is there danger?
The diamond you were just holding hides within its luster a strange, invisible poison.
No!
A poison that can diffuse itself so that it enters Your Majesty's body, and slowly, slowly, the diamond will get you in its spell until Your Majesty is completely mad.
No, Masqueria! Oh, mon Dieu! My hands! Do you see anything?
The poison is invisible.
Well, what can I do? Tell me, Masqueria!
If Your Majesty believes in the warnings of the stars, you will get rid of the diamond.
Get rid of it? My diamond? But wait, Masqueria. How can this be when Madame de Joinville had the diamond for so long without any...
Your Majesty, sometimes a diamond is good for one person, but evil for another. It can bring you nothing but evil.
I don't believe it.
Surely Your Majesty has not forgotten that Masqueria foretold the death of Madame.
No. I haven't forgotten. Yet, give up my diamond? No.
Does Your Majesty not believe in the stars?
You are a devil. Go to your observation tower. I will come to see you later. Now, get out!
I am going, Your Majesty. Give up my diamond.
Never!
Ah, look at it.
Poisoned? Oh, it can't be. And yet, he is a wizard. Oh, mon Dieu, I dare not touch it.
Are you alone, Louis?
Yes, yes. Margaret, Mascarier is a devil.
Louis, what's happened?
We must do something. I must get rid of this Mascarier.
Why, Louis, what's the matter?
It's Mascarier. He wants it. I know he wants my diamond.
What are you saying?
He wants it for himself. Yet, he said it was a warning of the stars. Oh, mon Dieu.
Good heavens, Louis. You must be mad.
Mad? Margaret, do I look like I'm mad? Answer me. Am I mad?
No, no, Louis. Of course not.
He said I would go mad. Oh, Margaret, we must get rid of him.
Mascarilla, you mean?
Yes, yes. He must die. At once. Tonight. Listen. We will go to the tower. Emile and Joseph are two strong guards. I shall have them throw him out of the window. The window of his own tower.
Tonight, Louis?
Yes. I will make it a lesson to the court. Wait. I have an idea. Mascarilla wants my diamond. I know it. I could see it in his eyes.
But Louis...
Ah, we'll outfox the old devil. I'll ask him to predict his own death. And I'll tell him if he knows his own fate, he shall have the diamond.
But, Louis, he might suspect something.
As soon as he answers, I'll signal to the guards and they'll throw him from the window of the tower. He'll never suspect.
And the diamond?
Oh, I dare not touch it. Take it, Margaret. It'll not harm you. Mascarilla will think I've decided to give it to him. Now, I must instruct the guards. Ah, it will be most amusing to hear Mascarilla predict his own death when you and I know he shall die within a few seconds.
Master!
Yes, Renee?
Master, the king and the queen are coming with two guards.
Two guards? I have been expecting the king, this is strange, Renee.
Oh, Master, is anything wrong?
I do not know. Renee, two guards, you say?
Yes. Yes, what will they do?
I wonder. Listen. They're coming. There is nothing to do but wait and see. Ah, here they are.
Well, what do you see in the heavens tonight?
I have not been reading tonight, Your Majesty.
And it is time to read. For I have a very, very interesting question to ask.
Yes, Your Majesty. And what is the question?
Margaret.
Yes, Louis?
Where is the diamond?
Here it is, Louis.
No, no! You hold it. There. Ah, Mascarilla. Would you like to have this diamond? Huh?
Oh, it is the most beautiful diamond I have ever seen, Your Majesty.
Listen, Mascarilla. If you can read the answer to my question in the stars, you may have it for your own.
What is the question, Your Majesty?
Come here, close to the window, where you can see the stars.
But I can see well enough from here.
No. Come here. Closer now. Now. Mascarilla, you who are so very clever in predicting the fate of others can now predict your own fate. How much longer have you to live?
You wish me to read that in the stars?
If you can answer that, you shall have the diamond. Now, look up at the stars. What do you see?
Master, look behind you. The guards.
Silence! So, Mascarilla, why don't you answer? When will you die?
According to the stars, I shall die 3 days before your majesty.
You see that in the stars? Answer me, Muscaria. Is that what you see in the stars?
Yes. I shall die just 3 days before your majesty.
Just 3 days? 3 days before? Margaret! Margaret!